get out the way. He's never sorry. Lives in a play. He knows it's always your fault.
Hi, this is Pirate Davy Jones with PiratePods.com. And I'm here with Pirate Maddie. We're chatting today with Adam Marin of the 88. Hope you enjoy this. And hope that it'll start.
You've been through, and nobody cares how much you do, and nobody cares what kind of drugs you're on. I can't take any more fun.
Help on the way.
Adam, how you doing over there?
Doing well today. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, great, great, great. Are you in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah, I'm in a little city called Highland Park, which is right next to South Pasadena. Been here for about 2.5 years. Really like it here.
So what's a typical Adam meal?
Meal?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for about 16 or 17 years.
Oh, so cool.
It would involve anything that doesn't have any meat or fish in it.
Right. What made you come to that choice?
Nothing really in particular. I remember being at my mom's house and being 16, and I was looking for a snack in the refrigerator, and something just hit me. I just decided not to do it anymore. I mean, there might be a couple things that may have led to it. I had an uncle that was a vegetarian, and I always looked up to him, but he never forced it upon me to do that. And another time, I took acid at this Beatle Fest, and I remember eating a hamburger while I was on it, and it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. So I think something stuck with me from that.
That's a vivid memory. Well, Adam, if you could snap your fingers and bring somebody back to life, who would that be?
I wish I could have met Richard Manuel. He was the piano player of the band.
Ah.
And just seeing old videos of him and hearing him speak and watching him play and stuff, he seems like a fun guy to hang out with and play music with.
Wow. So another musician. All right. That seems appropriate for sure. And where do you gather most of your inspiration from?
Probably just a lot of older music, I'd say. I mean, I definitely listen to a lot of new stuff, too. I mean, I love Nine Inch Nails and Radiohead and stuff, but I think a lot of my influences come from older stuff like the Beatles and Pink Floyd and Ray Charles and stuff like that, the band, Bob Dylan.
Ah, right.
That kind of got me into playing. I remember just sitting at the piano, listening to their albums on headphones and figuring out what they were doing and just rewinding it over and over again and just playing it on the piano and just trying to figure it all out. But I think when I started getting older and getting more into music, I became really serious about it and figured that that's what I wanted to do with my life.
Wow.
Could you explain Had Another Mistake?
Oh, well, Keith wrote the music and the words to that one. So I think a lot of his songs, he doesn't really have a meaning to it. Like, he'll put words together that sounds good. And then I think at a later point in time, he'll sometimes come to a realization that it actually does mean something. He just wasn't thinking about it consciously while he was doing it. And then other songs completely have a meaning, and he knows what he's talking about when he's writing it. But that one in particular, I don't know what he's talking about. I would have to ask him, but I don't even know if he knows.
Over and over, will that you see also? You gotta believe me.
What song would you like played at your funeral?
Maybe one of the most recent ones that I recorded over the holidays by myself. There's a song on my MySpace page called Still All Right.
Ah, okay. Great.
And I think that would be a nice one. I really like the way that one came out.
When everything you have goes away, you realize that nothing means a thing. Everything you thought was a big deal, now you see it all and what is real. When all you have just falls apart, nothing seems to work out right. You're trying and you're still alright. Yeah, you're still alright. Yeah, you're still alright. Yeah, you're still
That leads me into another one of my questions, because that actually is one of my questions for you. If you wanted to tell me a little bit about Still All Right, it is a great song.
That one was kind of conceived in a dream. I was just waking up in the morning and had that song in my head. I guess it was one of the last things that I was dreaming about. And then so I kind of stumbled into the other room and recorded into a tape recorder and played it on the piano, and that's how the idea started. And then the rest of it was just recorded later that day. But the reason why I think it would be a good one for a funeral is just because it has a really positive meaning behind it, just basically saying when everything's all messed up, everything's still all right. And the words were inspired from, I had a really close friend that lost their house in a fire, like a couple days before that. So, like, the first line, when everything you have goes away, was basically just talking about their house that was completely destroyed.
I see.
And that. So that's kind of how that idea came about.
So the important thing is that person is still around, though, right?
Yeah, everyone was okay, the animals were okay, but I mean, there's not one thing that was salvageable from the house.
Ah, I see. Thank you so much. Thank you.
What is your earliest memory?
Earliest memory? Being in nursery school. And some girl, and I remember a girl shoving sand down my throat. That's one of the first things that comes to my head.
Nice.
I don't remember the girl's name or anything, but I remember it was a horrible experience.
Could you tell me who your greatest musical influence is?
The Beatles have always been my favorite band. I love a lot of other music around that, but nobody will ever top that in my mind. There's just something about their melodies and their production and their songwriting that is just it's not like any other thing. I mean, it just does something really special to me when I listen to their music. Makes me feel good. And I love their voices and their harmonies and their guitar playing, everything about it.
Well, could you tell me your favorite Beatles song? I guess a lot of people would ask, or you know, would answer, well, which album, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but there's something about Sexy Sadie that I really love off the White Album, and that's probably one of my favorite albums, too. But I don't know, there's just something really trippy about it, and just the melody is so great, and the sound of everything, and the drums, and I just love it.
What would you like to see changed in this world?
I would like to see the future of music changed. It seems like there's so much good music out there that's not recognized and that doesn't become as popular as some of the other stuff that isn't as good. So I would love to see a more variety on the radio. Not so narrow playlists by these companies that are only allowed to play 10 songs a day and keep repeating it.
Oh, I see. It's obvious to me that you recognize that, you know, many radio stations out there are just rotating the same 10 songs hour after hour.
Yeah, they can't even play what they want to play. They have a list on the computer that tells them what to do. And there's so much good music out there that whenever I hear it, I'm like, I can't believe this isn't popular. Like, this is incredible, and it's better than so much of the stuff that is played.
Yeah.
That's kind of frustrating sometimes.
Well, it really is, because some of the, not to say that all of the music that is played on, you know, the mainstream radio is horrible, but,
nope.
You know, there is a portion of it that is, and then there are people who are just putting out some great art, putting out some great music that just aren't getting the recognition that they deserve.
There's a lot of alternative ways to finding out about music and listening to music with the internet and iTunes. But, you know, a lot of people still listen to the radio, so for those people that are, there should be some more variety in there for them.
Yeah,
hopefully one of these days we'll get to a point where, you know, there is that variety that is much more accessible to everybody. I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, yep. Well, Adam, typically with every interview, we ask the artist, musician, or activist to give us their best pirate impression, or at least give us a pirate arg. Are you able to do that for us today?
You know, I'm just getting over a cold. I know it sounds like a horrible excuse, but I just don't. I don't know if I can. But one of my favorite rides is Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. That is my favorite ride. I've always loved it since I was a kid.
Excellent, man. Excellent.
I know you can and you should, but you won't, dear. I took out a part of your heart when it don't cheat. Was it a medal you got when you won't?
So what's in store for you in the near future?
Well, we're just finishing up a new album for the 88 that we're all very excited about. We were able to take the money that we saved up and rent a house up in Lake Arrowhead in the mountains.
Wow.
And we did some recording up there. We brought up a piano and rented a bunch of studio equipment. It was a great experience, and we tracked everything live. So I think this album's going to have more of like a live, natural feel. And so we're all really excited about the new songs, and should be done really soon. And I'm just excited for people to hear it. In the meantime, we've been playing a bunch of live shows.
Right. Almost nonstop.
We're doing a West Coast tour with Sloan in April.
Wow.
So that should be good.
Well, we certainly hope to see you.
Definitely. Where are you guys located?
San Diego, California.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be down there May 2nd. We're playing at the House of Blues.
Oh, right on, man. Okay. You know, you mentioned Lake Arrowhead and some of the recording you're doing in this house that you've rented over there. Do you, as a musician, notice that there is a difference, you know, between recording in a house, per se, versus, you know, in a studio atmosphere? Do you hear any differences in the quality of the sound, or are you, I don't know, I mean, maybe I don't know enough about it to tell the difference, but do you hear any difference in that?
Yeah, it's a lot with the drums and a little bit with the vocals and the piano, definitely. Every place that you record, whether it's just like a small little studio or a huge place or a house or an apartment, it's all going to have its own character. We got really lucky with this place. It has really high wood vaulted ceilings, and so it was a perfect place to record drums and have a really nice natural live sound. And it's just a more relaxed environment to be in. I mean, we were surrounded by trees, no other houses around to disturb, and it was just really nice to get away from the city, and our cell phones didn't work, so it was nice to just be not be distracted by that kind of everyday thing, and it was really cool, great experience. I would definitely do it again. And as far as like expenses, it ended up being just about the same price as if we were to go into a studio here, or maybe even a little cheaper. So it was a good, great thing to do.
But in lots of ways, you know, I mean, besides the expenses, so it pretty much evened out. But in many respects, it ended up being more worth it to do it that way, right? Because you had the chance to reflect on things and relax and kind of be away from some of these, you know, things that people have grown so reliant upon sometimes, like cell phones and things. So to be able to put that away for a while is a great feat.
Yeah, we got a lot of work done there, too. You know, it was a lot of fun, and we were able to just enjoy the environment, but we got a lot of good songs out of it, and you could hear it in the recording. It sounds like we're having a good time.
Hey, Adam, it was a real pleasure talking with you. Once again, this is Pirate Davy Jones with
Pirate Maddie,
and we're with PiratePods.com having a chat with Adam Marin with the 88. A pleasure talking to you. This guy's a true pirate and an excellent musician. Best of luck to you, man.
Thank you so much for your time.
I got a lot of something you want to try. I'm gonna haunt you for the rest of your life. I got a lot of catching up left to do just for me.